I thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Honorable Minister. Mr. President, we recognize the important place of admission of justice in strengthening our democracy. Indeed, for us, we seek to reform our justice system, not simply for the sake of it or for the purpose of this exercise, but because Nigerians want a more effective and open system of justice, which is within the reach of the ordinary person. Also, Mr. President, our government recognizes that achieving sustainable reforms in our justice system is not only matters of law, justice, and human rights, but also that of economic growth and development. Mr. President, in very specific terms, we seek to reform our justice system to provide one, fair and equal access to justice for all Nigerians, regardless of their gender, marital status, ethnic origin, age, economic status, disability, religion, or any other attribute. Ultimately, we seek to gain the confidence of Nigerians in the admission of justice by ensuring our justice system is sensitive to the needs of all users, specifically as it relates to the poor and vulnerable persons in our country. To achieve this in concrete terms, Mr. President, we have identified key institutions, including the judiciary, the Nigerian police, and the correctional services that are subject of our reform intervention. The Chief Justice of Nigeria has commenced a comprehensive review of working conditions, salaries, and allowances of judicial officers nationwide. It is his firm belief that achieving judicial reform must commence with an improvement in the situation of our judicial officers. Other areas of interest relate to the manner of appointment of judicial officers and ensuring that our justice processes are fast and effective. Concerning the Nigerian police, one of the lessons we took away from the recent protests against police abuse nationwide, otherwise called NSAS, is the unacceptable level of unhappiness about the way police complaints are handled, especially when the perpetrators are police officers. It is for this reason that the government of Nigeria is now compiling the reports of the various investigative committees into the said protests, with a view to ensuring that all the concerns are appropriately dealt with. One of the proposals government is considering is the appointment of an independent police ombudsman to investigate and report on complaints of police abuse with a view to achieving speedy justice for victims. Mr. President, you may want to know that since the last review, we have enacted one of the most progressive police legislations on the African continent. Our present challenge is to translate this legislation into tangible outcomes for the people of Nigeria. We note the concerns raised by member states on the state of our correctional facilities. We have taken the immediate steps of enacting a new Correctional Services Act, which replaced the old act. The new act, Mr. President, affirms the desire of the government of Nigeria to ensure that our correctional sentences are not our correctional centers are not punitive and do not provide a festering ground for acts of torture. We recently took steps to decongest the correctional centers by providing multiple windows of release for non-violent offenders. We continue to invest in ensuring that physical facilities meet minimum standards for the treatment of offenders. We also focus on developing the capacity of our ministries of justice nationwide to enable them to achieve justice delivery for all Nigerians across our 36 of the Federation. In conclusion, Mr. President, our approach to reforms in our justice system is not dogmatic. We continually seek best practices, particularly within the African continent. This is why Nigeria is always open to collaboration and partnership with governments and non-government institutions. I thank you.